same as Eli. You know, I didn't know him prior to the game. You know, looking up at halftime, I saw the Redskins won, but I was unaware of the Cincinnati and Dallas game. That's the way it looked like it, huh? You know, I don't know. You know, for some reason, you know, we like to make it hard on ourselves, and but we've also been the kind of team that can handle that pressure, and we do extremely well, you know, under the circumstances. So, you know, however the shoe fits, wear it. You know, we've created our own path, and you know, like I said, we made it kind of hard for ourselves. But you know, we're a fighting team, and we're gonna fight to the end, and you know, we will be the last team standing.
Did you see that today that you
wanted to see? Oh yeah, I saw a lot of dog today. I saw a lot of dogs. I saw a lot of, you know, no pit bulls. I didn't see any pit bulls today, though. We're saving that for the long haul. But, you know, first of all, you know, I definitely got to take my hat off to this team. You know, it was a great team effort today. You know, we played a great opponent. You know, despite this team's record, we know how bad this team has whooped us in the past. And, you know, it was something that was, you know, that we're looking forward to. Something we're looking forward to. And, you know, these guys did an exceptional job. Special teams was phenomenal. Offensively, putting up 52 points, phenomenal. You know, you can't ask for much more than that. Defense, I think we went out there and we did a solid job. I think for the most part, you know, we kept them out of the end zone. And, you know, we're consistently growing. Turnovers were huge. You know, turnovers were huge, and more importantly, with the turnovers, the offense were able to get points out of those turnovers, and which makes it that much better. But you know, we were attacking the ball, we were being physical, and Stevie Brown made two exceptional interceptions, which is always good. You know, Stevie has definitely stepped up for. He's been a phenomenal playmaker for us in the back end, and you know, we appreciate those guys. That was huge. You know, that was huge. He's always been just a fraction away from breaking it all year long. And, you know, this is something that, you know, the guys have been pushing for. And more importantly, the guys have his backing. You know, we're constantly pushing him. You know, David, you can do it. You can do it. And he knows that he can do it. And today, he had like 200-something return yards and two offensive touchdowns. And, you know, that guy, he has breakaway speed, and he's an exceptional athlete. You know, it all starts up front. You know, I think the guys up front were, you know, they were definitely getting after him. And, you know, they were clouding his vision. And, you know, we played pretty good in the back end, too. You know, the coverage was tight. And guys knew what to expect. And, you know, we were communicating. We were all on the same page. And, you know, they made a couple big plays, which was expected. And, you know, we got to make sure we group and take care of that. But for the most part, defense, I think we did a pretty good job. You know, I think it'll definitely give us an extra push, but from this point on, you know, we're just worried about Giants and playing Giants football, and I think everything else will take care of itself once we do that.
That's true, Graham. Two more for Entrell against you guys.
Satisfying. Yeah, you know, Jimmy Graham, he's an exceptional player. Definitely one of the best tight ends in this league, and, you know, to limit him to no touchdowns and, you know, you have to be satisfied with that effort. But, you know, once again, it wasn't about Jimmy Graham. It wasn't about Drew Brees. It was about us as a defense and those guys as offense.
How did this win today affect the psyche of the team?
You know, it's always good. It's always good. And, you know, we were licking our chops for this game because, like I say, this team has beat us pretty bad the last couple of times we played them. So, a win is always good. A win is always a confidence booster. And for us to go out there and play a full dominant game with all three phases of the game, I think that speaks volume for this team and, you know, in what direction we're heading.
All right. Thanks, Antrell.
All right.